The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Shout out to the Muppets, Jim Henson, Terp. Therefore, Kermit is a Terp. Bet you didn't know that. All right, Commanders. Sunday Night Football against Atlanta, win and in. It's that simple. Let's look around, though, the rest of the league, everything that kind of happened, the NFC playoff picture. There's a real battle at the top, and Green Bay plays tonight. If Green Bay loses tonight, then Washington has a real chance of getting this sixth seed and kind of changing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll probably go down to the wire, frankly. But if Green Bay wins tonight, it gets more and more likely that Washington's going to be the seventh seed. I'm not doing the who do you think Washington wants to play bit, right? Because they beat Philly yesterday. All these teams, you can shake them up in a hat, pick one. Who do you think gets to be the one seed, B? You've got Detroit that had a good win against the Bears yesterday. Minnesota that I think had a better win on the road against Seattle yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Philly lost to Washington yesterday. The Lions and the Vikings are both 13-2, but they play each other week 18. So one of those teams at least is getting to three losses. The Eagles have three losses. Who do you think lands the one seed in the NFC?
Detroit.
Do you?
I think they overall a better football team.
They've got the Niners and then the Vikings left.
Don't say something about the Niners anymore. I don't respect them like I used to. They are a better team this year.
And that Week 18 game against Minnesota is in Detroit, in their dome.
Yeah.
It is crazy, the Vikings. I'm sorry, the Niners. Obviously, that's a good team. They've accomplished a lot. I think the calls, and I think it's mostly just social media nonsense of people that want Kyle Shanahan out. I think it's mostly like five people on Twitter making a ruckus.
Yeah, but you got to realize though, when you get to a certain level, your expectations change.
Totally.
You know, so what Kyle could get fired for, another guy probably get another contract.
Two Super Bowls in the last five years or whatever, but you come up short. I fear for Kyle, there's a bunch of people now that Mahomes has put in a very unenviable position.
They put him in the
Karl Malone,
Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, dude. Man,
you got to deal with Michael Jordan.
Lamar, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan. They're all in it.
Yeah.
Like, Jerry Sloan was a damn good coach.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't matter.
Yeah, didn't matter.
Who's coaching the Sonics? George Karl?
What Tiger used to say when he would show up to tournaments? Who's playing for second? That's how bad it is.
And Kansas City, I think, has looked better in their last few games than they have in a while, honestly.
Yeah.
Now, they finally got to play some kind of dogs, but I don't know. Hard for me to count out Kansas City. Keeping it in the NFC, though, I think because Philly's a game behind, even though they have the easier way home here, I think being that game behind, I don't think Minnesota and Detroit are each going to lose, too. I don't see it happening.
Nah, I don't see it happening.
I think there's a very good chance Washington ends up playing
Philly again.
Yeah, I do. KC closes, though, B, at Pittsburgh on Christmas, at Denver the following week.
Yeah.
Not easy.
It's not easy, but I would say this. They play Pittsburgh, then they play Denver?
Yeah. Both road.
But I hope they don't. If Pittsburgh don't win, they're going to if they beat the Steelers, they're not going to much play pad against Denver. They'll let him.
They won't have to, I don't think.
Yeah, they'll let him come out healthy.
The Chiefs are 14-1, and the Bills are 12-3. So
you saw how he ran out. You saw how he ran out there the other night. I told you, they said mild, high ankle sprain. It sure looked mild the way he ran out there.
B, was there any, and I don't know how much you got to watch outside of the Washington game. I don't think people recognize how locked in we have to be on game day to the game we're watching, whereas some people get to absorb a lot more kind of NFL over the course of the day. Mm-hmm. But there was one game last night, the Niners being really ineffective against the Dolphins, I found surprising, but it kind of didn't matter. Both those teams are eliminated. It's kind of a who cares bowl.
Yeah.
One effort yesterday I found really surprising. The Tampa looked like they were just playing in quicksand against Dallas.
And they had opportunities on top of that, too.
Yeah, dude. It was. I think a couple things can be happening. I think Dallas is playing some good football, and I think folks need to keep that in mind for that Week 18 matchup for Washington. Tampa, though, I just can't get it. Sometimes they come out and they look like they're an actual contender.
Yeah.
And then you get a game like last night where they just mistakes and
tons of mistakes.
I couldn't wrap my brain around it.
Yeah, it wasn't what I expected, you know. And I think I was feeling sorry for Todd because a lot of the stuff was there. They just was not executing at all.
And Dallas played hard. That defense played well. I find it fascinating. With two games to go, they're both 8-7, but the Falcons have the tiebreaker because they have a season sweep on them. Who do you have winning the NFC South, the Falcons or the Bucs? The Bucs were just dogs.
Well, I'm going with the Bucs because we beaten the Falcons.
There you have it. Matter of fact, huh?
Yeah.
That's how you see Sunday night going.
That's how I see it going.
I do think, so let's look specifically at the Atlanta game yesterday. They get a New York team. I don't know what John Mara is going to do, but he has got to be cognizant at this point that this team has quit on this staff.
Yeah.
They've now lost 10 in a row. I mean, they were awful yesterday. 34-7, Michael Penix's first ever NFL game. You've lost 10 in a row. These spreads from Vegas keep getting bigger and bigger. That means Vegas knows your team quit on you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they threw two pick sixes yesterday. Do you think as we get closer to the finish line here, there's any way the Maras can bring back both Shane and Dable?
No.
You think you can bring one of them back? And if so, who?
I wouldn't bring back Shane. I'm serious. He put that stuff together.
Would you bring back Daboll? I keep telling you Daboll runs good offense.
Yeah, but you're not going to bring him back.
And they keep getting their ass.
You're not going to bring him back as a coordinator. So if you get rid of him, you got to get rid of him. So some guys are great coordinators. Some guy could be coaches. I don't know if he's a head coach because he's petulant. He's very much like Sirianni sometimes.
Yeah. Tampa,
you can't expect him to lead a team when he's going to be the one losing his damn mind.
Tampa closes out with Panthers, Saints. I still lean towards Tampa getting in. Atlanta closes out Sunday night here and then the Panthers. Hard to trust either of those teams. I think of the four games both those teams have left, by far the most difficult one is Atlanta's in Washington on Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like out west? I think the Rams, listen, it was ugly, but they went to New York, beat the Jets. They're now 9-6. The Seahawks lost at home to the Vikings. They're a full game behind, but they play each other Week 18. Who do you like winning the NFC West?
Which come is two up and down for me? The Rams. They're very up and down.
They've been very good since week 5, I believe.
Yeah,
they started, I think, 1-4.
Them winning yesterday wasn't impressive. And
no.
The Jets not a damn good team.
No.
So, I mean, they're a little like a roller coaster to me, man. I need to see more consistency. Where they playing the last game?
But do you trust Seattle more?
Where they playing the last game?
They get Seattle at home. So okay. The Rams have the Cardinals and then the Seahawks, both in L.A.
I just think that McDonald and his defense can affect some things. And that's the only way you're going to beat them.
Seahawks go to Chicago and then to L.A. to close it out. I like McDonald a lot. I think the Rams win that thing. I think yesterday was a gross kind of bad weather game that they just got it done. It wasn't impressive by any stretch, but they got it over with. They've won four in a row, five of their last six, including some heavy hitter wins. I mean, they beat the Bills. Did you see the Bills struggled with the Pats yesterday? That didn't shock me. That was just a division game that kind of goes down to the wire.
But I said that earlier. I said when you were saying that they had the easier route, those games late in the season like that, man, it's hard to get up for somebody that's been playing very bad. But that's a team that they play their Super Bowl against you, right, and you look past them.
Right.
And those games end up like it did.
Now, outside of maybe Tampa losing yesterday, or frankly even Philly losing and probably falling out of the race to be the one seed, the most consequential win may have been the Raiders. The Raiders won at home over the
Jaguars. Yeah, they might have messed up their chance to get the number one pick.
Dude, the Raiders went from, it was them and the Giants kind of back and forth from one and two. Now the Raiders would pick sixth. There's just the Giants at 2-13, and then five teams all at 3-12.
That game showed why, when you say the league is fixed, that it's hard to fix the league. The players wanted to win the game. I guarantee the front office was like, what the hell are y'all doing? We need that pick. You know what I mean? Players don't give a damn about the pick.
Yeah, because most of the players aren't going to be on that team next year for the pick.
Yeah, or why would I care about you going to pick somebody to come take my job?
But how Raiders is that to win that game and then kind of – it's the same thing last year. They desperately wanted Jaden.
Yep.
Washington correctly wasn't going to trade out of the pick.
Oh,
and then Bowers has been really good, but it's not going to do much for you. I don't know, man. It was a remarkable weekend in the league. Arizona, where do you land on this? I was thinking about this. So the Colts and the Cardinals are kind of still in the thick. Actually, they may have been eliminated. The Colts are on the bubble, and the Cardinals got eliminated yesterday, losing to Carolina.
Okay.
Much was made, I guess, 2 years ago. After the Super Bowl, when the Eagles lost to the Chiefs, they lost both their OC and their DC. Shane Steichen, the offense coordinator, went to Indy. Indy's still technically in the hunt at 7-8. They were able to put up a lot of points yesterday, despite that Anthony Richardson, I think, completing like eight passes.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals lost yesterday. They're now out. They're 7-8 also. The Cardinals' OCs and DCs took over those programs respectively, and everybody's like, oh, I don't know if Philly can keep it going.
They're still going.
Players.
Listen, man.
Personnel.
Listen, I'll say it, and I'm going to keep saying it. I have seen great coaches, but they always had great players. I've never seen, you know, that great players that have to depend on the coach all the time. You know what I mean? I have seen great players without great coaches, but I've never seen great coaches without great players.
For sure.
So you have to have the right people around you, and or you got to be just smart enough to understand what you have and utilize it. You know, there's some coaches out there who may be smart as hell, but they're a little bit too arrogant to back off of what they think.
Totally.
Yeah.
I don't know how much, if any, you got to watch of the Saturday games, but the Ravens had a really impressive performance against the Steelers.
It was good.
And I think it was the first time we saw Russ kind of screw up. I think he was pressing a little bit.
Yeah, pressure, though. They were getting at
sure.
it. You know, like the whole thing about it is, I watch a lot of football games, and I can watch people where the quarterback is not being harassed, just sitting back, and they pick them apart. If you make a quarterback have to speed up his process, you get one to make a mistake. You know, not every quarterback's going to be damn good all the time. You know, they should have the break off. What happens sometimes, there's supposed to be a sight adjustment, and guess what? The receiver doesn't do it. Quarterback going to throw the ball there. What if the DB's there?
But what if I didn't understand,
let him sit back there, you got problems.
On the long run, Russ hit that he was trying to score. So the linebacker, so he's looking at the end zone. he's probably running at about the hash, and the linebacker's coming at him from, like, the center of the goalpost, right? So he's coming at him from his left, and I thought he could just go right and get to the corner, and instead he tried to kind of juke him and cut off to the left on the backer, kind of uses momentum against him, and that's when the ball got outside, and he just got sloppy with it. Why not just go to the corner there? Are you just not thinking in the
but
moment?
But the whole thing about when you're running that ball, you're looking to set somebody up. It's probably a color, a flash of color that made him not go right and go left. You know, it's hard to see everything when you're running the ball.
Live, in the moment.
Yes.
Right. So Steelers and Ravens now tied atop the AFC North. They're both 10-5, okay? The Steelers have the tiebreaker. I'm not going to go through what level of tiebreaker that must be because they've split the season series, so it's probably strength of victory or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers finished the season Kansas City, Cincinnati at home. The Ravens finished the season at Houston, then Cleveland at home. Who you got winning the AFC North?
What's the records?
They're both 10-5, but Pittsburgh has the tiebreakers.
Oh, boy. I think both of them could go 1-1. Because that Houston game and having Cleveland come there and win, because Cleveland for some reason play them tight for some. And
then you
flip it over and you got Kansas City and who else going against
Cincy.
Them?
Cincy. Now they're both in Pittsburgh.
Cincinnati gives everybody hell. They give everybody in their division hell.
Well, and Cincy's one of the wildest stories right now because they're still trying to get in.
So
nobody wants them to get in.
I just see them tied up and the Steelers win it. Don't send me no text, Ben. First shot.
I could see that. That to me, like, if I had to make the picks I think are truly going to happen, I would pick the Rams in the NFC West. I would pick Tampa in the NFC South. But if I had to pick that AFC North, I don't know. That's the least confident pick I would make.
It's a coin flip, brother.
For sure. For sure. It's funny watching this all happen. New England now, so if you look at the draft, draft now would be Giants 1, New England 2, Jacksonville 3, Tennessee 4, Cleveland 5. New England just drafted May. They're not going to be in the quarterback market, I don't think. May's shown some good stuff. Not a great team, not a great offense, but he's shown some stuff. The Jags just paid Trevor Lawrence a bazillion dollars. They ain't drafting a quarterback. Tennessee at 4. Could maybe get Cam Ward or Shador.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Tennessee, is the Will Levis experiment completely over?
It would be over for me.
As far as my starter guy. What about Cleveland?
Cleveland needs to go get a quarterback.
I agree. There just aren't enough.
I mean, how many more years they got stuck on this deal they were in?
I think he's got 3 more, dude. At least 2. I'll pull it up real quick.
But. Hey, but you know what? You can get a rookie quarterback coming in here where that could fit.
Well, and, dude, you're seeing it more and more. The team's just – Did you see the report from Schefter? Over the weekend, there was a report from Schefter that the Falcons are going to cut Kirk.
Yeah, because he's going to get a $10 million bonus, the one that they wouldn't normally – whatever his guarantees are. But they're not going to give him any extra money.
Right.
No.
Yeah, 2 more years of guaranteed money on Deshaun's deal.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But yeah, keep moving.
You got to start over. You just got to own it at some point and start over. When we come back, I want to talk RFK specifically, a little bit of college football. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny coming up at 2 o'clock. All fired up from yesterday's win. I know those boys got a lot to discuss. I want to go around the room with a couple of questions for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know Brian's answer, so I want to start with Lamphill. Landini, Commanders won yesterday, incredible comeback win. Is it impacted at all that it wasn't Jalen Hurts, it was Kenny Pickett for most of that game?
I don't know. I mean, Jalen Hurts doesn't play defense, and the Commanders dominated on offense, so I'm going to say no.
Jeffrey?
I'm going to go with Lamphill as well. The thing is, JP, like B say, well, you say it too, any given Sunday, Haven't we beat the Eagles with Jalen Hurts with like Taylor Heinicke or something like that? Or Sam Howell?
Yeah, the Monday nighter, it was Heinicke. They ran the hell out of the football right down their throat in Philly.
And also,
and I'll never forget, one of my favorite moments of my career is Jeremy Reeves after the game holding the boombox, cranking Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares. It was like such an epic moment for that team.
Yeah, and also, look, if Jalen Hurts got injured and they only kept 14 points on the board, I'll be like, all right, yeah, we can see. They put up 33 points. Our rookie quarterback threw a late interception that should have sealed the game for them. They're a top defense in the league. They had a wide receiver drop a wide open. And you can't blame Kenny Pickett because Kenny Pickett put that ball right on Devontae Smith chest. Yeah. And he dropped it. No, that does not matter. They are signed to play football. Kenny Pickett is a backup on that team for a reason because they obviously believe that if Jalen Hurts go out, that's their next best option. So I'm not buying that.
It's two not buyings. White Brian, doesn't matter.
I think in terms of celebrating the win as Commanders fans and as a Commanders team, no. Although I think it's important to acknowledge the playbook does get shortened with Kenny Pickett back there. And running the football, the front seven of the Commanders is able to key in a little bit more on Saquon when Jalen Hurts, you don't have that threat of the quarterback run.
Agree with that.
Jalen was 1 of 4 when he left the game.
He ran for 40 yards, too.
Yeah, but still, it's not like he was eating it up passing the ball.
And it's not like he's been killing it all year passing
the
ball.
And Kenny came right in the game, went down, threw a touchdown.
Well, to me, and I kind of think this was Lamphill and Jeff's point, was would Jalen Hurts have broken up that pass in the end zone to Crowder? They scored 22 in the fourth quarter and came into this game with the best defensive football.
Listen, man.
So
I think
it's part of the context the game,
it could
certainly.
It could be, but you know what? We can go to every game that happens every week and find someone hurt, somebody nicked, somebody mixed
the
up.
Quarterback stands out a little more.
But still, we have quarterbacks getting nicked up in games. I mean, yeah, they stand out, but quarterbacks still got to depend on the people around them. My ultimate thing is people get injured, people get hurt. Hell, we got teams out there, Detroit. Detroit not missing their quarterback, but they're missing a lot of damn players. They still expected to win the game. When you put a team together, if you got to think about the fact, like, what if my quarterback get hurt? And if you're going to go with Kenny Pickett, that's on you. Ain't on nobody else.
I think it's fascinating to watch that unfold. I think everybody in Philly, like if we threw WIP on, all we're going to hear about is, congrats on beating Kenny Pickett. Like I was listening to
That's excuses.
I was listening to Pardon My Take this morning, and one of the guys is a Philly guy, and he was just screaming, yeah, way to go, you beat Kenny Pickett. I'm trying to think
I give him more credit than that. You know, so that's a weak-ass excuse right there. And they would say the same thing if they was flipped over and somebody tried to say, oh, you beat so I'll back up, they'll be saying it's a weak excuse.
So my boy Philly, Matt Corrado, was texting all about the game all week, texting It's Always Sunny memes, go Birds. And then afterwards, my boy Bennett said, you were saying soft-ass Birds? And here's the reply. I mean, Kenny Pickett didn't play bad, but he isn't Hurts. I can't wait to play you in the first round at the link.
See, like I say, always doing what? Moving the goalpost. They always have to move the goalpost.
Play to win the game.
Yeah, man. Deshaun wouldn't even call me back, man.
I forgot he's an Eagles fan. Isn't he at your house?
No, he'll be there tonight. I'm going to say, man, I wait till you come. I'm going to just talk to you now. He told about it. He said, I wouldn't answer the phone. I know why he was calling me.
Oh, yeah. Christmas Day is going down.
I got a feeling you'll remind him of what happened.
He know it.
I did want to make a little bit of time for this because otherwise we won't. The college football playoff. I've been really excited about this. I think
I was excited that all four games were blowouts.
Just absolute ass kicking.
I hope the second round is better than the first round was.
Did any of those outcomes really surprise you?
No. Well, yes. I didn't expect it to be. I expected those teams to win, but not to be. I didn't expect that much of a one-sided win. You know what I mean?
I thought I thought Ohio State-Tennessee would be tight. I thought Tennessee's D-line was really good and has a bunch of pros. So I was surprised that was an ass-kicking. I thought Texas was going to kick Clemson's ass, and then that was – I mean, if you – my boy Kelly took Clemson plus 13.5. They have third and goal from the one, fourth and goal from the one. Texas just gets a hell of a stop. I think, unfortunately, the three teams with the most questionable credentials to get into this thing were SMU, Clemson, and Indiana, and all three of them got their ass kicked.
Ask you this question. Moving forward, can they leave it like it is, or do they have to make some tweaks?
I think a gigantic tweak that has to be made. I think this is really unfair to Oregon, honestly, is because of the structure with these automatic qualifier buys, whatever it is. I've made pretty clear. So if you see these teams 1 through 12 that got into the college football playoff, I think, you know, SMU and Clemson are the bottom two. That's cool. The fact that Arizona State and Boise State get byes, and now Oregon, who's been the best team in college football all year, has to play Ohio State in the second round, that's just – dude, listen to these matchups, and you tell me who got screwed, B. Texas gets to play Arizona State. Penn State gets to play Boise State. Georgia-Notre Dame, which should be a good, tough game. Ohio State-Oregon.
But see, this is my thing. I will tell you this, Jay. If you're the best, be the best.
Right.
It's nobody's fault that Buffalo, Ravens, all of them have to go against Kansas City.
Right.
You know, what it looks like is Kansas City has to play the top teams around. And that's way more top teams in the AFC than the NFC. The NFC team could roll on into the playoffs and Kansas City have to go through your murderer's row. And then when they get there, if they still handled their business over the last 2 years.
Right.
If Oregon is the best team, beat every damn body you face. See,
they're going to get the opportunity.
Like when I hear people say, oh, man, number one seed, you have to have an easier route. No, if you're the number one seed, you're the badass. Go beat everybody.
I think they should do what they do in the college basketball tournament, like where the top 60, whatever it is now, eight get in, and then they reseed it. I just think the seeding should have been done differently, and the buys definitely should have been done differently. And I tweeted this out. I think the most deserving of those three teams between South Carolina, Bama, and Ole Miss, I think you guys know I root for Bama, but South Carolina was playing the absolute best football of that group late in the year. I know this. I know South Carolina doesn't go to Happy Valley and get their doors blown off.
I guarantee you we changed up to where you reseed, and if the people play the games and it doesn't end up how somebody liked it, they won't do it again. If you are the best, be the best. You can't be the best team and say, well, I want to play all the easy ones till I get to the final.
I'm not saying.
Beat them all.
I think.
Because if you're the best and you got to play that team, you knock them out, and the first time you play them, you don't have to worry about them no more.
Sure. I get that Indiana had to get in. The regular season does have to matter. I'm not fighting you about that. But if we just think about how SMU got into this, they were going to be left out. So Clemson loses to South Carolina, but still qualifies for the ACC title game against SMU. Clemson's up big on SMU, which would have meant, all right, Clemson gets in, SMU's out. SMU just has a good comeback in the second half. Mm-hmm. They still lose, but that they came back against Clemson, who had just lost to South Carolina, was enough to get them in?
But see, that's the thing about it, Jay. I am a total different thinker than a lot of people. People care about who beat who. No. It's when you win. You know, it's when you win the game.
I'm saying that,
too. You could have lost to South Carolina in the first game. It don't make a damn difference. If you don't win the games you're supposed to win, it's going to be a problem. So, listen, man. We will because we are human beings, we will never be happy with nothing that people do. Because that whole college football thing, they can't ever do anything that's going to make it fair.
I think you got to reseed. I understand you want these home games to be at big stadiums, but there's just no way Arizona State and Boise State should have byes. And now you've got
mess around Boise State, Arizona State go run through this thing, it'd be a problem, wouldn't it?
Bro, I would love that. if Boise and Arizona State get to the final, it'd be awesome. I just
what happened the other day, I didn't like it, but the teams that were the best, they showed that they were the best. they destroyed them.
Sure.
They didn't go out there and pussyfoot around with them. They destroyed them.
And, dude, that just may be how college football playoff is going to go, because ultimately this thing's about cash. And the teams that won and won handily all spent a lot of money.
Cash rules everything around me. Not a bill, y'all.
The only team that really was kind of competing on the same financial wavelength was Tennessee. Tennessee and Ohio State probably weren't that far off. Clemson, because they won't do the transfer portal.
They about to start doing that now.
Yeah, he already took
one. Oh, he's going to do it now.
I don't know what. I feel like Indiana to Notre Dame and SMU to Penn State. Not that Indiana and SMU aren't spending. SMU got more money than God. I can't. Those aren't that developed.
When you can't beat a team, you join them. Bear Bryant back in the day wouldn't take certain people.
Right.
Tell USC, whoop that ass. And he decided, I better go get me some of them. Same thing old Dabo saying, I better go to that transfer portal. It's not working me, trying to act like I'm holier than thou, like he was.
Landy, you watch any college football? It was all kind of boring. I was steamed up for it, and it was all kind of boring.
I did not.
Well, I just kind of turned it over to, like, you know.
Pickleball?
I went to the Brown, dog.
What is Jeff fighting us all about, that there's professional putt-putt in the country?
Man. No, I was telling him. He said there was no like putt-putt on TV and there's no professional league.
I'm going to ask a question.
It is, though.
Hold on. Wait. Just, I'm going to ask this question. Five people here. Who's seen putt-putt on TV?
Not me.
I haven't.
Yo, you never seen Holy Moly? You never seen?
I haven't seen putt-putt on TV. Have you, Brian?
I watched a few episodes of Holy Moly.
What is Holy Moly?
Is that a movie?
It's a putt-putt show. It was a contest. It was a putt-putt contest.
Steph Curry, executive produced the putt-putt contest.
So Netflix or something?
What station?
It was on TV.
I think it was
what
NBC.
What station?
Well, when? Then of course I watched it.
When?
It was like 2019.
Okay, it's 2024
now. Yeah, it was
now.
On NBC.
Your premise was they don't watch putt-putt on TV, and they did.
My premise
it was
is,
more than one season.
Hold on. My premise is it still on TV?
No, okay, but that's fine.
Done.
But a lot of Landfill, sports are not on TV.
It? Have you seen Landfill? Done.
No. Just because you three haven't seen it does not make your argument valid.
Oh, Jeff, Stop it.
You've proven today to be insane with how you handled the sandwich situation.
Yes,
we'll get into that in
really
just a
insane.
Moment.
No,
but I have a serious question. Are they wearing the black unis Sunday night? Do we know this?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just got a tweet from this dude that's saying we got to promote the blackout Sunday night. But are they wearing the black uniforms? Or you just want fans to wear all black? I need more information.
I don't know.
Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. All right. Let's have a conversation. Landfill, of all the incredibly stupid arguments during commercial breaks, this last one about putt-putt has got to be near the top.
Yeah.
That was something. I was like interested for a moment, and then Jeff got into, no matter what, I'm defending this.
It's been like 4 hours of nonsense.
Oh,
but how about we go to her to hear first?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. We'll her to hear first.
All right. I don't want to talk about the great putt-putt argument of 2024, but can we talk about Jeff's sandwich return method at Subway, at the deli?
No, we cannot. No, if we ain't talking about putt-putt, we ain't talking about no sandwiches.
All right, Landfill,
my sandwich was cold as hell. And it was the wrong sandwich on top of it. We went back twice.
Landfill, what was more insane, Jeff's defense of professional putt-putt or how he handled the sandwich returns?
I mean, they were both unhinged.
No, bro. No, hold on. No, because you know how hard it is.
Let's make some bets.
No, JP, you got to hear me out. You know how hard it is to convince a restaurant on this street that they didn't give you nothing with so many people taking food? I had to show them that I only had three sandwiches.
Let's make some bets. Caps are playing, Wiz are playing.
Let's go, Caps.
Wiz playing who?
It's in the show sheet.
What's the record?
The Wizards are at the Thunder. The Thunder are pretty good.
And how much are they favorite? I mean, they down by?
I'll try to look. Wiz are 18.5 point underdogs against Oklahoma City.
I'm going with the Wiz.
Oh, Christmas miracle, baby.
Plus 18.5.
Yep. Caps are, you could get plus 1.5 for the Caps under the threshold. No, you can't. There's also college football tonight.
I'm doing drug testing tomorrow. Wednesday when Jeff comes to my house to fry the turkey.
Landy, what are you taking?
Does New Orleans play tonight?
They do.
I'm taking New Orleans.
They're getting 2 touchdowns.
Ooh. I'll take it.
That's a lot.
Ooh.
Saints are getting 2 touchdowns in Lambeau.
Ooh.
That's a big number, man.
Ooh. What's that receiver for the tall receiver for the Green Bay Packers?
Reed? Watson? Dobbs? Watson.
I'm going to go anytime touchdown is my parlay with the Wiz. Anytime touchdown, Justin Watson.
I'm going to go college football. Fresno State plus 2.5. The Jeff's Nuts Bowl.
Let me ask you this question, though. Everybody have noticed that the bowl games, no one is really discussing the actual bowl games. The people that have the regular bowl game, they're probably pissed off at this college football playoff.
Quite pissed off.
Because I didn't even know there were games on the other day.
I'm also flipping that, Jeff. I'm taking Northern Illinois, laying the 2.5. All right? Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. The last 10 minutes have been pure insanity. Thank you to Ron Jaworski for joining us. Thank you to all the calls. Really, really fun day after a really, really fun game. Hope everybody has a safe holiday season. Merry Christmas to all. Grant and Danny coming your way next.
Jeff, I'll be your agent for the Puppet League.
Let's go make some money then.
You made it this far. Jeff owes you a cold sandwich.